This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. 26 bodies identified from Pokhara plane crash. Black box of crashed airplane found this morning. Chinese Ambassador Chen Song calls on Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda. And report says Global Films helps Myanmar's military make weapons. Now the news in detail. The bodies of 26 passengers on board the Yeti Airlines aircraft that crashed in Seti George on Sunday have been identified. District Police Office Kaski spokesperson Gyan Bahadur Kharka said among the 67 dead bodies taken to Pokhara Institute of Health Sciences, 26 have been identified so far. The post-mortem of the dead bodies of the identified victims in the Yeti Airlines aircraft crash on Sunday has not started. Assistant Chief District Officer of Kaski, Anil Kumar Sahi, said of the bodies that have been identified, the post-mortem of those belonging to the local victims will be conducted in Pokhara itself and handed to their families, while the post-mortem of the bodies to be taken to Kathmandu will be conducted there itself. Assistant CDO Sahi said the internal preparations have been made for the purpose of conducting the post-mortem and it will still take some more time for the procedural arrangements. The bodies of the people who died in the air crash involving a Yeti Airlines aircraft on a Sunday will be handed over to the relatives today. Assistant Chief District Officer of Kaski Anil Sai said that the bodies that have been identified will be handed over to the respective families after completing due procedures. Likewise, preparations have been made to send the bodies of the unidentified foreign nationals and of the people whose relatives are in Kathmandu to the federal capital by helicopter. Sahi said the rescue work in the city George was withheld due to geographical constraints last night and has resumed this morning. The black box of the aircraft belonging to the Yeti Airlines that crashed in Pokhara on Sunday has been found. A spokesperson of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, Jagannath Nirola, said that the black box of the crashed aircraft was found this morning. The black box is an important device of the aircraft that helps in finding out the causes of the air crash. It contains the flight radar record and the cockpit voice recorder. CAN spokesperson Nirola said, the black box has been handed over to the Nepali Army. It will be brought to Kathmandu today itself and handed to Air Crash Investigation Commission. Most of the airports in the country suspended flights today owing to adverse weather. Low visibility followed by adverse weather today led to the disruption of domestic flights. According to Tribhuvan International Airport, the airport in Kathmandu is open, but almost all airports outside have remained closed. Tribhuvan International Airport General Manager Premnath Thakur said Pokhara Regional International Airport reported no flights so far today due to bad weather. Newly appointed Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song paid a courtesy call to Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanta today. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, Ambassador Song congratulated the Prime Minister on behalf of the Chinese President, the Vice President and the Premier. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, he also conveyed greetings for the New Year 2023 and said that China would always be with Nepal on the path of stability, development and prosperity. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal expressed his gratitude for the Chinese cooperation, friendship and fraternity while extending his best wishes for the success and progress of the President, the Premier and the people of China. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Robi Lamichhane instructed the Deputy Inspector General of Police DIG, who has been transferred as the Provincial Police Chief, to go and work in the province with high morale. Home Minister Lamichhane has requested all the high police officers in the state and other agencies to always stand for the victim as a pillar. The Home Minister has also instructed to be friends of the citizens without being influenced or pressured by anyone to follow the rules and laws. Home Minister Lamis Hani has also instructed not to seek the trust of the organization by evaluating the abilities of DIGs who have received new responsibilities in the areas of peace and security and crime control. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Former top UN officials say Myanmar's military is producing a vast range of weapons to use against its own people thanks to supplies from companies in at least 13 countries. The US, France, India and Japan are among those named despite Western-led sanctions intended to isolate Myanmar. The report says the home-produced arms are used to carry out atrocities against those who oppose the military. Myanmar has been engulfed in violence since a February 2021 military coup. Opponents of the coup, which ousted the elected government, have joined ethnic rebel groups in resisting military rule. The Special Advisory Council on Myanmar's report notes that several UN member states continue to sell weapons to the military. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has hailed recent pledges of heavy weapons deliveries from Western allies to Ukraine, saying he expected more in the near future. The head of the Transatlantic Military Alliance made the comments on Sunday, a day after a wave of Russian attacks across Ukraine again targeted critical infrastructure and left at least 30 people dead after a residential building was hit in the east central city of Dnipro. On Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for heavy Western weapons, saying that Russian terror could be stopped only on the battlefield. He spoke shortly after United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledged to provide Challenger 2 tanks to Ukraine, making it the first Western country to supply heavy tanks to Kiev. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudipashchim Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 26 bodies identified from Pokhara plane air crash. Black box of crashed airplane found this morning. Chinese Ambassador Chen Song calls on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda and report says global firms help Myanmar's military make weapons. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.